Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we are actually having a tremendous conversation with Carol O'Neill from Meals on Wheels, and it's an education. And we are going to go back to the importance of the contact person in a moment, because I think that's such a comforting thing for somebody whose parent is not living with them, is on their own. But I know there's a big outreach program going on through Hofstra right now in Newcastle.
Yes.
To touch base on that.
This is really an initiative that was put forth by Supervisor Judy Bosworth,
okay,
who's really a great champion of Meals on Wheels. We're just so very grateful to her for all that she has done to support Meals on Wheels.
You and 200 and somewhat thousand other people are very grateful to Judy Bosworth.
Yes,
in the town of North Hempstead.
It's very important to, you know, I realize she's done tremendous work with the seniors, certainly through Project Independence, but if you don't know it, if you're a senior or a family member of a senior in the town of North Hempstead, you really should know that Judy is a great person.
Good. I'm glad.
These things. So we started this out actually on April Fool's Day, believe it or not, and Judy called a press conference, which was attended by Lisa Murphy from Nassau County.
Okay.
See, Nassau County is the funder for Meals on Wheels. They keep our meals growing. Keep our meals rolling, which is really great. And the whole idea of the press conference was to reach out to the communities that are underserved. And there are certain communities within the town of North Hempstead, Newcastle being one of them, Westbury, and also Call Place, that there are seniors out there. We know they're out there, but how do we find them? So we came up with a really unique way of doing this. We partnered with Hofstra University Center for Civic Engagement, and they worked with us with their students. And we actually went out into Newcastle and Westbury and pounded the pavements. The students went door to door, leaving program literature, which you see in front of you, which was developed and designed by the town of North Hempstead. And it really has proved to be very effective. It's one way of finding people. We also went out, we've done this several times during the month of April, and we plan on doing it a couple of more times before the students graduate, which is going to be in May. But it's also a great intergenerational project,
right,
because
okay,
the students understood very clearly what it means to be someone who lives alone and needs this kind of help. And by being in the communities, they also saw that there were some things that were lacking in one community but was prevalent in another community. In both Call Place and Newcastle, they're really called food deserts because there's only one grocery store there.
Really?
Yeah. Walbaum's closed in Carl Place.
Okay.
And it hasn't, they haven't reopened anything yet. And in Newcastle, there's only one grocery store, one big, large supermarket.
That's unbelievable.
Right. So besides the fact that, you know, it is difficult for older people to get around, if they can't get around in their own town and buy the nourishing food that they need, it's going to be more difficult for them. They would have to take a cab, and of course, Project Independence does provide transportation,
right,
for shopping, but it is an
inconvenience. But that's when a senior is going to make do with what they have.
Exactly.
And eat another bag of Oreos.
Well, they're eating, what they're doing is they're eating fast foods. It's
right,
easier.
Yeah.
Higher in sodium. It's going to shoot their blood pressure up. It's just not healthy for them. And it's expensive.
Right, that's true, too.
You know, so, you know, this outreach, it will continue until we actually reach more of the people that we really want to reach. So we're counting on the residents of those towns, Westbury, Newcastle, and Call Place. If you see someone on your block, in your apartment building, in your neighborhood, and you think they need Meals on Wheels, please call us.
Absolutely,
we'll
this is tremendous. And also, besides Judy, Councilwoman Viviana Russell,
yes,
is involved
absolutely,
and an important piece of this. I mean, I think, not going away from Meals on Wheels, the council people and the town, everybody is trying to help the seniors as best they can.
Yes.
And this is an initiative, I'm not even thinking of it when I read about it, the intergenerational part.
Yes.
And when you have somebody ringing a bell and you look inside the door and you say, oh, you poor thing, you know, like, and they're happy to see the boy or girl at the door.
Exactly.
Who's a kid, basically. And some of them could actually be turning around to be, you know, relationships down the road, call me back and something
well,
like this.
Well, interesting because some of the students at Hofstra actually became friendly visitors for some of our people. You know, it's time limited, and now we're going to go through the process of working with the, because most of them are graduating.
Right, of course.
Working with the new students, but that's okay.
Yeah. That's how you're introducing people to volunteerism.
Exactly.
They'll go to they're coming out of college, right. But they'll go on in Korea, but they want to participate in something.
And a sensitivity to people whose age is different from yours and whose circumstances are different from yours, which is a life thing.
Absolutely, you know? 100%.
No, all of those points are really valid points, and we're just so happy that we're getting the support from the community, from Hofstra, the Center for Civic Engagement, and from the town of North Hempstead. I'd just like to get back a little bit to the food, because I forgot to mention that besides giving food to the person who needs it, we also provide food for pets, which is extremely important. We have a grant from Meals on Wheels of America that enables us to do this, so that when people have pets, I'm kind of limiting to cats and dogs
at this point.
they would feed them their food. So now
A pet's a child. You're not going to let your pet go hungry.
A pet is your best friend. Yep. It's a companion. It's someone that you trust and love and gives you unconditional love. And we want to make sure that they're well fed as the seniors. We also provide birthday cakes. Most of us can't understand the fact that there are people out there who no one celebrates their birthday. They don't get a card. They don't get a cake. So I remember last year, and our drivers and our volunteers bring the cakes and sing happy birthday. They're not too happy about that part. But and we got a phone call from this gentleman, 93 years old, and he said, "It's been so long since someone remembered my birthday that I cried." And we cried.
That's amazing. It's a truth, though.
So it's, Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday, and we'll be out there with probably cookies or some homemade cards from local school children. But it's so important to do these little things to remember people. And we're able to do the pet food, we're able to do the birthday cakes through the generosity of individuals who make donations to Meals on Wheels or through corporations.
Okay.
So that really keeps us going. The basic funding, as I said, provides the service, but these things are just as important.
This is tremendous. And the phone number, again, for anybody who would like to reach out to Meals on Wheels is 516-539-0150, extension 219. And Barbara will answer the phone, and she'll take you forward, whether it's a donation, whether you want to be a driver, whether you need services. And before we run out of time, I just want to go back to the services and the contact person. I'm making a call to Barbara, and I say, and I need Meals on Wheels, and she sends somebody to the house. But we had talked about dentures and different things. It's really an interview on the status of the person, not just whether you need a meal.
No, absolutely not. And we're looking at all parts of the person. We're looking at their physical. We're looking at their support system, which is so important. We're looking at their medications. You know, food is medicine, but in order for it to work properly, A, you have to get it, and B, it has to be the type of food that doesn't interact with your medication. So we make very, very sure that all of these things, and of course the people going into the home are professionals. They're either nurses or they're social workers who are highly trained to really look at all of these things. And at the same time, you're in someone's home, you see how they're living. So they could say to you, "I have enough food, but I'm going to go into your kitchen with permission, of course, and open up your cabinets, and I don't see anything there." People are very proud. They don't always say, "I need something." So we want to make sure that whatever it is that they need, we're going to try to get it for them. We're delivering the meals, we're delivering the socialization, but there are other things that they might need down the line. So it's a contact. It's a line of communication that we will help them to get other services. The biggest focus of Project Independence is aging in place. We want to help people age in place.
Yeah, like, you're like homes. The mobile Project Independence.
Exactly.
If you report back or refer, you say, "This person's here, but, you know, their eyes, they can't see, the one glass is broken, and they walked into the wall while we were there," that's something that people need to know because they themselves are not going to come out and say it.
No.
They're
this is
embarrassed,
not the
they're
generation.
Proud, whatever
well,
it's going to be.
They're just accepting the status
exactly.
quo.
That's true, too. That's another reason, which you don't have to today.
Right. So it's a service, as you could see, that has multiple facets to it,
mm-hmm.
all helping. We are in contact with Project Independence nurses and social workers as well to
okay.
make referrals back to them because there are many things that they could provide. For the people, if they know about it. So it's a two-way street.
Well, I was just about to say, yes, and probably Project Independence refers people to you
yes.
who require meals
on wheels.
It's a two-way street.
But the point is knowing about it. There's
mm-hmm.
so
exactly.
many things going on in this town that are just so tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And then meals, I mean, you know, honestly, life-saving. I'm not fooling around, but
yeah.
Christina Liu brings all this to people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be talking to somebody say, I didn't know the town did that.
Exactly.
I didn't know I could have this. It's like, oh my gosh, you got to pay attention.
A good example of that is a referral that I happened to take yesterday because Barbara was on vacation. And it's a woman who had three open heart surgeries. And she just came out of the hospital with her second pacemaker. She didn't think about Meals on Wheels. Her neighbor did.
Okay.
And I called her and discussed it with her, and I said, you know, this probably would be short term for you.
Right,
but,
okay, yeah.
You know, if anyone has had three open heart surgeries, that's a serious issue.
Right.
So I just want to close with
but this woman had to have been over 60.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And she was a Nassau County resident mm-hmm. living in the town of North Hempstead.
Okay.
And we will give her meals, that's for sure.
You want to close with?
I want to close with, at the end of the day, it's really not about how many meals we served. It's about how many lives we touched.
I agree. And I'm not going to say another word. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Carol, thank you so much.